This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The trial of former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters has been delayed, CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Originally, the trial was scheduled to begin in early March in Grand Junction, but the defense asked for more time to look at a new trove of evidence from the federal government related to the case. The prosecution and defense are scheduled to meet later this month to set a new trial date, likely this summer. Peters has pleaded not guilty to charges that she committed identity theft and abused her office in an effort to try to uncover fraud in the 2020 election. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Teachers in the Cherry Creek School District will get a raise next year. CPR's education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
New teachers will start at $57,000 next year, the highest starting salary in the state. That's a nearly 30% increase. All educators will receive at least $3,000 more next year. Peter Morris is with the Cherry Creek Education Association.
For teachers these days, with all the pressures that they have and everything coming out of COVID, it continues to just be such a difficult thing. So anything we can do to retain teachers.
The union hopes the salary will attract more people into the teaching profession. Districts across the state are reeling from teacher and other staff shortages. The Cherry Creek District is hosting a job fair on February 25th. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
More people than expected are taking advantage of the state's free early childhood training courses. Colorado is using federal funds to offer free training to build the workforce before the launch of universal preschool later this year. Officials expected 900 people to take the courses. So far, more than 3,000 have. Lisa Roy is with the state's Department of Early Childhood.
We want there to be a diverse, qualified, and well-compensated early childhood professional workforce.
The state has committed $34 million to recruiting and retaining staff, including a wage increase pilot program, apprenticeships, and free director training. In Denver, highs in the 30s today. Vail has highs in the 20s. This is CPR News.